Proclamation number 6200 dated the February 26, 1955. Every person is addressed by God. In every situation in life, God comes to meet you in order to motivate you to make contact with Him, in order to step from the earthly into the spiritual sphere, in order to mentally place yourselves into the latter. As long as you humans take your earthly path of life with purely earthly focused thoughts, you will live an unsuccessful earthly life. You don't achieve anything for your souls for whose sake you live on earth. And if you have not changed this attitude of yours by the time your body dies, your existence as a human being will have been pointless and the grace of your embodiment entirely futile. You are unaware of the serious significance of earthly life. You are unaware of the immense regret you will suffer when you eventually realize in the kingdom of the beyond what you neglected to do due to your own fault, what you could have achieved had you made the right use of your life on earth as a human being. And because you spend no thought on this, God crosses your path time and again. Time and again He provides you with a reason to think about the actual purpose of your earthly life. He more or less affects you such that you should feel Him and could start to wonder. He Himself enters your thoughts but leaves it up to your free will whether you want to occupy yourselves with Him, whether you allow yourselves to be mentally addressed by Him. He does not exert any force, but He is constantly concerned that you should turn to Him so that you will not live your life on earth in vain, without any success for your soul, which continues to exist after your body fades away. No one will be able to say they have not been addressed by God, for every stroke of fate, every illness, every sorrow is an expression of God through which He wants to manifest Himself, through which He tries to divert the thoughts from the world and motivate the person to take stock of himself. Every human being is granted hours of privacy when he can enter into solitude and seek contact with God, and anyone who merely spends a thought on Him will be lovingly seized by Him and receive nourishment for his thoughts which benefit his soul. And no matter how far away the person still is from God of his own will, God follows him and tries to persuade him as well to turn around, yet always by different means. However, no one is left to his own devices. God leaves no one out in his endeavor to change his thinking. No one need to do without the love of God, for all people are his living creations, whom he wants to win back as children. He extends his hand to everyone, yet the human being must voluntarily seize his hand and allow himself to be pulled without resistance. Then his earthly life will not be in vain, the soul will benefit from it and he can calmly await the hour of death, for it will merely be the gate to eternity. Amen.